There was a certain Parsha Tzav. I'm going to speak about a Parsha, not about Pesach. Because, Tzav is kind of getting swallowed up, Baruch Hashem, and just all of the incredible, exciting activity preparing for Yom Tov. So in Parsha Tzav, Torah goes on and continues the halachos concerning karbanos. And specifically, again, the Torah speaks about the karbon toda. So the pasuk says, this is in Parak Zayin, pasuk Tezvav. So if you're familiar, again, the toda is a very unique karbon on multiple levels. First of all, again, it's unique because some of it is chametz, which is a unique thing in and of itself. But the specific part I want to draw your attention to is the following. The Torah says, this is in Parak Zayin, pasuk Tezvav, chapter 7, verse 15, Ubasar zevach toda shlamav, biyom karbano yochal. So we'll say, the halacha is that a karban toda can only be consumed on that day. Karban toda has one day to consume it. Now we'll say, now you understand, that is dramatically different than any other karban. Why? Because most other karban, so we'll say, have at least what? A day and a night. A day and night. Normally you get like a full, not to say a 24-hour period, but you get a day and the following night. Yet by karban toda, whatever day you offer, that's the day, that's your window for consumption. And when that day is over, you may no longer consume the karban. So we'll say, so the Ger Rebbe asks a very simple question. He says, Ma tam ne'echol karban toda rak li yom echad? Shlok eshar karbanos. Why? Why is the karban toda? We'll say, now understand, what's a karban toda? The karban toda is a karban of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Now again, I will say specifically the Gemara discusses the idea that if a person had some type of dramatic life event, a person took a long sea voyage, a person was redeemed from captivity or redeemed from jail, a person had a near-death experience. So Karban Toda is where I give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. Essentially, if you want to understand it, things that we would bench Gomel for today. So you would bring a Karban Toda for in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So ask the Ger Rebbe, this beautiful Karban, this Karban of Thanksgiving, why do I only have one day for consumption? Well, I say, listen to this magnificent answer. The Rebbe says, Karban Toda Mevi'in also Anes. Because the truth is, the Karban Toda person brings because of a miracle that happened for me. I had a long voyage and I came back safely. I was in jail and I got out safely. I was in captivity. I had a near-death experience. I bring him, Kadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle for me. Get ready for this. V'hari b'chol yom v'yom, misrach shem itanu nisim chadoshim. I will say, every day, says the Ger Rebbe, there are brand new miracles. Ve'ech yochlu meneis shel emesh al neis shel ayom. How could I eat from yesterday's miracle today? Says the Rebbe so beautifully that the job of the Jew is to recognize that every single day the Ribono shel Olam performs miracles for us. So today I brought a karban toda for today's miracle. But I can't eat that karban toda tomorrow. Why? Because says the Rebbe, tomorrow is going to have its own miracles. Therefore, the window says the Ger Rebbe for a Karban Toda is only for today. Today, recognize the miracles of today, and tomorrow, recognize the miracles of tomorrow. And in fact, we say this every single day in Modim. We say, Modim, and thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for all the beautiful things He does for us. And what do we say there? Va'al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. Ribono shel Olam, thank You for the miracles You've done for me today. And I will say, this really espouses for us an incredible and important hashkafas hachayim. To live life every single day, recognizing the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. You know, sometimes we have the terrible habit of focusing on what's broken, on focusing on what's wrong, on focusing on what's deficient, on focusing on what's not there. And then we'll say, it's such a horrible media, because yes, do each of us have things that are deficient and that are broken and not there? Of course we do. No one is complete. But the Jew has to live life of al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. A Jew has to ask himself one simple thing. What is my karban toda today? Every single day I have to bring a karban toda. Every single day I have to give a thanksgiving offering. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the miracle You performed for me today. What is today's miracle? But I'll say, imagine if we lived lives like that. And perhaps you could suggest that that's life you have to live. Imagine every single day if I took a step back, a deep breath, closed my eyes, and asked to say, if there was a Beis HaMikdash, and I had the opportunity to bring a Karban Toda today, what would be my Karban Toda today? What's today's miracle? What when I say V'al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for the miracles You've given me. What's the miracle I have in mind today? And I will say, if we would begin to live like that, to think about the Karban Toda, to think about the miracle of each and every day, I guarantee one incredible thing would happen, which is, we would realize that what? It's never just one miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. It's multiple miracles. That's why, again, Val Nisecha is a plural lashon, right? Thank you for the miracles, because it's never just one. We just have to adjust our mindset to bring the carbon toda every day. We'll recognize that it's never just one toda, but it's multiple todas. So, maybe Zocha, you know, especially in these days leading up to Pesach, you know, you hear everybody krechtzing. Everybody krechtzing. Even the people who go to hotels krechts. It's amazing the dar that we live in. Hi, the packing. Really? The packing? What's the problem? Southwest only gives you one piece of luggage per person, and you need 75 outfits, right, for every single tea room. That's what you're krechtzing about? Right? That's why, oh, I have to go. I'm going to the Catskills. I'm going to this. I'm going to that. Really? Right? Really? A little bit of a reality check. By the way, good news. No blood libels this year. Baruch Hashem. Right? No pogroms. Baruch Hashem. Right? No one's breaking down your door. Baruch Hashem. So what are you krechtzing about? And I'm going to say, right? Oh, so much cleaning. You have a house. By the way, you have heating. You have air conditioning. You have refrigeration. There's food. Say krechtzing that you have to clean out the refrigerator. Get over it. Put on your big boy pants, right? Right. Go ahead. It's okay, right? We have to. Pesach becomes so much a reality. Shmura matzah is $18 a pound. Shkoyach. And you know what? There is a free supply of it. You can get as much shmura as you want. You can get whatever you want. We have to be careful. We so often lose ourselves in the great life krechts that we forget to see all of the miracles. So say, especially on these days where there's a lot to do, there's a lot of avoda, there's a lot of cleaning, there's a lot of preparation, and for some, yes, nebuch, there's a lot of packing. There's a lot that goes on avosai these days, but especially now throughout the entire year, we have to remember, I have to remember today, what's today's carbon toda? I'll say, live life like that, every single day. What's today's carbon toda? Maybe Zoch Emir Hashem, to recognize the carbon toda. Maybe Zoch Emir Hashem, to realize that it's never just one karban toda, and halavai in the merit of recognizing our karbanos toda every single day. May the Ribbono Shel Olam bring back today's Hamikdash. May the Mashiach come like we learned today. May Yerushalayim be rebuilt as we saw today. May ultimately again the Beis Hamikdash be rebuilt. May we zoche Meretz Hashem not just to bring our karban toda in thought, may we zoche Meretz Hashem to bring it with our hands as well. Oh, yeah.